Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is New System Management Components in WebSphere Application Server Version 7. Today's presenter is Vikram Tomendru. Vikram has been working with L2 support for about 6 years, where his team specializes in WebSphere system management, security, and installation of the product. The team handles issues with several components such as admin console, system management, WS admin scripting tool, server start-stop issues, and installation upgrade issues. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Vikram.
Thank you, Joseph. Good morning, everyone. My name is Vikram Tomendru. I work in WebSphere Level 2 Application Server Support, where we are specialized in the area of system management of WebSphere Application Server and the installation of the product. Slide number 2 in today's agenda. This presentation will offer overview of flexible management, a new model for system administration introduced in WebSphere Application Server 7.0. This includes a discussion of problems and limitations associated with the cell model and explanation of how these are overcome using the flexible management model. It then presents a description of the major components of flexible management, such as job manager and the administrative agent. This also explains how to create and configure the new flexible management model. This presentation gives a very high-level explanation of some of the operations that a user might want to perform in a flexible management environment. It also talks about security in the new flexible management model. It will explain how it is enabled and considerations involved when accessing secured servers in this environment. Moving on to slide number 3. The next section will provide overview of flexible management, describing the problems that it addresses and showing the ways in which it differs from the network deployment environment. Slide number 4. This slide shows the topology used by the network deployment model, which is the existing model. In this model, a single deployment manager controls the administration of the collection of the systems. The collection is known as a cell. All configuration data is maintained by the deployment manager in a collection of files and directories known as the master configuration repository. This single repository is the only place where changes can occur in the configuration for any node in the cell. In a deployment manager environment, administration programs such as administrative console and WS admin scripting tool must connect to the deployment manager, not to other nodes in the cell. Security for each server in the cell is controlled by the security settings of the deployment manager, and a single username and password applies to the entire cell. The deployment manager connects across a network to one or more WebSphere application server endpoints. These endpoints are abstract connections containing a node agent process, zero or more application servers, and a local configuration repository. The local configuration repository is a just copy of parts of the master configuration repository used for faster access of data. Configuration information cannot be changed by modifying the local configuration repository. So in a network deployment environment, always whatever the change we apply, that has to come from the master configuration, which is the deployment manager cell. Moving on to slide number 5. This slide shows some of the limitations found in the network deployment model. The entire system is tightly coupled, and commands from the deployment manager to the servers are processed synchronously. This topology requires a high-speed, low-latency network to maintain an acceptable level of performance. Additionally, the synchronous handling of requests can cause significant problems when trying to scale this environment to include large number of application servers. Slide number 6. This slide shows the topology used in flexible management environment. In this environment, there can be one or more job manager endpoints, each containing a job manager process and running code for a job manager console. There is also a cache of endpoint information to minimize the time needed to fetch some information. If there are multiple job managers, they are not clones of each other, but are completely independent entities. The job managers connect through a network to one or more WebSphere application server endpoints. Each of these endpoints contains a WebSphere node. The node contains a process called administrative agent, which runs code for administrative console, known as the administrative agent console. The node also contains a local configuration repository and some number of application servers. It is also possible to have a job manager control one or more deployment managers, as shown in the bottom right section of the slide. Slide number 7. Flexible management environments rely on asynchronous processing of work units known as jobs from the job manager profile. This lends itself to large scaling and can support many application servers without degrading performance. It also reduces latency and bandwidth requirements on the network. Even dial-up lines to remote sites can work well without slowing down the overall system. Additionally, configuration information does not exist beyond the node level, so there is no bottleneck associated with accessing a master configuration repository. One thing we need to keep in mind that flexible management is not a replacement for existing network deployment model, but it can be used as an alternative to it, and the two can be combined by having a job manager coordinate management actions across deployment managers. Slide number 8. In the next few slides, we are going to talk about flexible management components such as administrative agent and job manager. Moving on to slide number 9. The administrative agent is a new server type that was added to support flexible management in V7. It is a new profile type, and the various tools that can create profiles have been modified to support creation and maintenance of this profile. The administrative agent does many things as shown on the slide. To participate in a flexible management, base servers first register themselves with the administrative agent using the register node script, which is available in the profile root bin directory. When a base application server registers with the administrative agent and when a base server registers with the job manager, it always first contacts the administrative agent, which handles the registration. The administrative agent can be used to manage application servers even in the absence of failure of job managers. In the administrative agent, the topology, you need to have all the application server base nodes on the same machine, so which means you can have only one administrative agent on a machine, but you can have several application server base profiles that you can register with the administrative agent. And this administrative agent will become the single point interface. From there, you can log in or you can perform any kind of administration to all existing application server based profiles on the same machine. Moving on to slide number 10. The job manager is a new server type that was added to support flexible management. It is a new profile type, and the various tools that can create profiles have been modified to support creation and maintenance of this profile. The job manager is like a central to the flexible management topology. To participate in flexible management topology, a base server first registers itself with administrative agent. The base server must then register with the job manager. So we will talk about, you know, how to register and how to create all this stuff in next few slides. If a deployment manager wants to participate in an environment controlled by the job manager, the deployment manager registers directly with the job manager. No administrative agent is involved in this case. The main use of job manager is to queue up jobs to application servers in a flexible management environment. These queued jobs are pulled from the job manager by the administrative agent and distributed to the appropriate application servers that are registered with the administrative agent. Slide number 11. The units of work that are handled by the flexible management environment are known as jobs. The semantics of these jobs are typically straightforward, and the jobs require few parameters. The jobs are processed asynchronously and can have an activation time, expiration time, and also a recurrence indicator. You can also specify that an email notification be sent upon completion of a job. Additionally, you can view the current status of a job by issuing a status command either from the console or from using the WSAdmin scripting tool. Slide number 12. Examples of jobs in the flexible management are installing an application, creating an application server, creating a cluster and its members. We can also run a WSAdmin script from the job manager to a deployment manager app server node or standalone application server nodes through an admin agent process. We can also stop the servers, start the servers. We can install the application. We can update the existing application. Moving on to slide number 13. This section discusses at a high level the steps needed to create and configure the flexible management environment. Slide number 14. This slide shows the main steps for creating a flexible management environment. The intent is to create a minimal environment that supports flexible management operation. The first step is to create the profiles. A minimum of 3 profiles must be created. One for the base application server, one for the administrative agent, and one for the job manager. The profiles can be created in any order. Once the profiles have been created, the administrative agent and the job manager should be started. The order of starting the two flexible management processes is not important. The next step is to register the application server with the administrative agent. Once this is done, the server should register with the job manager. If a deployment manager is to be registered, this can be done any time after the job manager has been started. The next few slides provide more details on these steps. Moving on to slide number 15. The profiles are created in the typical way using either the manage profiles command or the profile management tool, which is available under the WebSphere install bin directory. This slide shows a panel from the profile management tool that is displayed after you choose to create management profile. There are 2 new server types available within the management profile in WebSphere v7, such as administrative agent and the job manager. If you choose the administrative agent option, you create a management profile that contains administrative agent server. Similarly, if you choose the job manager option, you create a management profile that contains a job manager server. We can also use manage profiles script from the command prompt to create the same type of administrative agent and the job manager. The next slide will talk about that. Moving on to slide 16. This slide shows the use of manage profiles command to create a job manager profile followed by the administrative agent profile. The first command shows how to create a job manager and the second command shows how to create administrative agent. Notice that both commands use the management profile template and then contain a special value for the server type parameter. The server types job underscore manager and admin underscore agent are something new in WebSphere Application Server v7, and they are used to create profile that contains a job manager server and the administrative agent server. Moving on to slide number 17. This slide shows one way to start the administrative agent and the job manager servers. In each case, change to the bin directory of the profile associated with the server that you want to start. Then invoke start server script giving either admin agent or job manager depending on whether you want to start the administrative agent or job manager. So when you create administrative agent profile, by default the server name would be admin agent. Whereas when you create job manager profile, the server name would be as a default job MZR, which is job manager. The log file structure, in addition to what is written to standard out and standard error, is similar to the log file structure and the output of other WebSphere application servers. So pretty much when you log in, or if you want to check the log files for these two new profiles, you have the same set of log files, system out and system error, and you will find out them under the logs folder, and it's pretty much, it looks like very exactly similar to the regular WebSphere application servers. Moving on to slide number 18. Now that the profiles have been created and the flexible management server process have been started, the base server profile can be registered with the administrative agent. To do this, we use the script name called register node command. The simple invocation of register node command shown in the slide is a typical one. You need to provide the profile path of the application server profile that you want to register with the administrative agent and the connection information to allow the application server and the administrative agent to communicate with each other. By default, SOAP is the default connection type. You can also use RMI, and there is a new connection type, something called JSR160 RMI. This is something new in v7. So we can use either one of these connection types when running this register node script. Additional examples of the commands shown here along with the detailed descriptions of the various parameters are available in the WebSphere v7 Info Center. So if you are familiar with the WebSphere v7 Info Center, yeah, we have a lot of examples, and we also talk about the various parameters that can be passed when running this register node script from the root WebSphere app server bin directory. Moving on to slide number 19, the next step would be registering with the job manager. To register the base application server with the job manager, you will need to use WSAdmin to connect to the administrative agent. You will then use register with the job manager command of the admin task object to register with the job manager. There is also a way from administrative agent when you log into the WebSphere console for the administrative agent, you can register the application server node to the job manager profile. So when you log in into the administrative agent console, when you navigate to system administration, where you will find out notes section. When you click on notes, it will list the list of the notes that are registered with the administrative agent. So there are two buttons available, register with the job manager, unregister from job manager. So if you want to register with job manager, so we can select the checkbox for the note and then click on register with the job manager, and in the next page, we will have to provide, you know, some parameters with the host name for the job manager, and if there is a security enabled, we may have to pass username and password, as well as we may have to provide the port number of the job manager, which is at the job manager administrative console port. By default, the port number would be 9960. And if the security is enabled, the default port number would be, I believe, 9943. Moving on to slide number 20. If a deployment manager is to be registered with the job manager, no administrative agent is involved, so the register node command is not used in this case. Instead, we use the WSAdmin tool to connect to the job manager, not to the administrative agent. Just as in the case of registering a base server profile with the job manager, use the register with the job manager command of the admin task object. The other way would be when you log into the administrative console of deployment manager, when you navigate to the system administration, where you will find out deployment manager, and when you click on deployment manager, in the right hand side of the admin console, you will see a new item called job manager. So when you click on job manager, so from that location you will be able to register with the job manager. Moving on to slide number 21. In this example, you can see what needs to be done to administer an administrative agent or base node that is registered through the administrative agent. When a base node is registered, much of the administrative code, including the administrative console code in the associated application servers, is subsumed by the administrative agent. This results in smaller footprint for the application servers and faster startup time. The administrative console code runs in the administrative agent and is accessed in the same way as administrative console in distributed systems. The URL to use is shown as above. In this topology, especially in a base application server registered with the administrative agent, as soon as you register your application server with the administrative agent, the admin console application will be running on only on the administrative agent, which means you'll be able to access administrative interface for the application servers only from the administrative agent. So which means once the node is registered with the administrative agent, you cannot have administrative console separately on the node itself. Whereas in the case of deployment manager registering with job manager, the deployment manager still will be having its own admin console separated from job manager profile console. Moving on to slide 22. When this URL is entered, the first choice you will have is to choose which node to administer. You can choose administrative agent or any of the base nodes registered to that administrative agent. Since each node might have its own username and password, the prompt for these will not appear until you have chosen the node that you want to administer. Once you have chosen the node and entered the username and password, you can use the console in the same way that it's being used in a distributed systems, as in WebSphere Application Server 6.1, or if you have the V7, just in the WebSphere Application Server profile. Like I said in my previous slide, once the App Server node is registered with administrative agent, the only way you can access the administrative console for the application server is by accessing the administrative agent from the browser. When you access that, you will get not the login page, you will get the list of nodes in the main page. Once you select the node for which you want to perform administration, then you will have to enter the username and password for that application server profile. Moving on to slide number 23. One type of job that job manager might queue to a base server is submitting a script for the base server to run. This can be done using the job manager administrative console or WSAdmin scripting tool. Typically, scripting jobs are submitted when finer control is needed than is available when a higher level job is submitted from the job manager. For example, application deployment can be done from the job manager, but you will not have the same level of control that you have when you perform application deployment from network deployment manager environment. To allow the same level of control, you can submit a scripting job to the base server to do the application deployment operation. In this case, you have the maximum control possible. From a high level, there are really only two steps involved to invoke a WSAdmin script to run on the base server to do an application deployment. This applies to the application update operation also. The first step distributes the script file from the job manager to the nodes where the script is to be run. The second step would be request the remote node to run the script using WSAdmin tool. Or we can do the same operation from the administrative console of the job manager. Slide number 24. This slide shows the panel displayed by the job manager administrative console for choosing the job type. In this case, you choose distribute file to transfer the script from the job manager to the target node. Subsequent steps will let you choose targets, schedule the job for a particular time, and set some other parameters. And in the same slide, under the jobs category, so we do see submit, status, managed nodes, managed resources, managed node groups. So when you go, once you submit any job, if you come back into the status, you can check the status of that job and the progress, you know, how far it is went through. As well as when you click on manage nodes, you will see the list of nodes that are registered with the job manager. Moving on to slide number 25. After the script file has been transferred to the target node, you must cause it to be run. So to do that, in this slide shows the panel displayed by the job manager administrative console for choosing the job type. In this case, you need to select run WSAdmin script job type to cause the script file to be run on the target node. So here, so we are selecting in the first step in the previous slide, so we have selected distribute file to distribute the file from the job manager to the respective node. And the second step, what we are doing is we are selecting the job type with a run WSAdmin script. Moving on to slide number 26. So the previous slide showed how to use the job manager console to transfer the script file and then cause it to be run on the node, target node. For many situations, it might be more convenient to bypass the console and use WSAdmin running on the job manager to perform the sequence. This screen shows some of the Jython commands that can be used from WSAdmin to do the same thing that you did from the administrative console. So we have two ways of, you know, performing this queuing up the jobs in a flexible management environment. from the job manager profile. One is from the administrative console, but it requires user interaction. Whereas if you want to do that from the AWS admin scripting tool, you can write, you know, some scripts, some JSON scripts, and you can run them. And in the parameter section, you will have to pass all the required the parameters for that job to be executed. We do have a lot of examples available in the WebSphere V7 Info Center. Moving on to slide number 27. This section describes how to enable security in a flexible management environment. Moving on to slide number 28. Enabling security in a flexible management environment is very similar to the way administrative security is enabled for servers in a WebSphere application server 6.1, or if you happen to be creating only the WebSphere-based application server in V7. Just as in WebSphere version 6.1, security can be enabled during or after the profile creation. However, in a flexible management environment, if security is to be enabled, it must be enabled before registration with the administrative agent or job manager. What it means is, if a user has created an application server profile with no security, and later on the user created an administrative agent profile with the security enabled, when you try to register that application server profile with the administrative agent, he will get into a problem, which means in the WebSphere, the administrative, the register node command will throw a message, some kind of security error messages stating that you cannot register unsecured application server profile with the administrative agent. So the thing is, either you have to have security enabled on both administrative agent as well as on the application server profile, or security needs to be disabled on both sides. And the same thing applies even with the job manager profile. If you want to have register your application server through admin agent process to the job manager, either you have to have the security enabled on all the three of them, or we have to have the security disabled on all of them. Moving on to slide number 29. This page shows security being enabled during profile creation. It is the same panel used to enable administrative security for other WebSphere application servers. The same procedure used to enable administrative security for WebSphere servers with AWS admin or administrative console also applies in a flexible management environment. You can have your application server profile configured with one type of user registry for a security, and you can have administrative agent is configured with a different type of security, for example, file-based registry. Even in the same way with the job manager can have its own administrative security. Moving on to slide number 30. In a network deployment environment, a single username and password is used to access all systems, whereas in a flexible management environment, each job manager, administrative agent, and the application server can have a different username and password. Which means, like I said in the previous slide, so each profile can have its own user registry configured for the security authentication. And we will be able to register with the administrative agent and with the job manager further. Slide number 31. This page briefly describes when security must be considered for a server. No username or password is required to start the server. Even if it is if the security is enabled, you don't have to pass the username and password when starting the server. It is the same way for all the versions of WebSphere. Administrative access, for example, using the administrative console or AWS admin scripting tool, to your secured server always requires a username and password. Probing a secure server also requires a username and password. Some implications of the above are shown on the next few slides. Moving on to slide number 32. If the administrative agent is secured, then the username and the password for the administrative agent will need to be given when registering the base node with administrative agent. If the base node is secured, then the username and password for the base node will also have to be provided when the base node is registered with the administrative agent. In this slide, in the sample command, we are passing username for administrative agent because we have the security enabled for the administrative agent, as well as we are passing node username parameter and the node password, that is for the username and password of the application server profile which we are trying to register with administrative agent. Slide number 33. If the job manager is secured, then the username and password for the job manager will need to be given when registering the base node. If the administrative agent is secured, then the username and password for the administrative agent will also need to be given when the base node is registered with the job manager. The username and password for the administrative agent are specified on the command line to the WSAdmin tool. As we discussed, there are two ways you can register your application server node with a job manager. One is from the administrative agent and second one is from the WSAdmin scripting tool. So when you have the security on all of them, and if you want to register your application server with a job manager, let's say we are using administrative console. So you are accessing administrative agent console. So where you are logging in with a username and password for the administrative agent. And then when you go into the administrative agent console and then when clicking on system administration and when you click on nodes, when you want to register one of the node with the job manager, so when you click on that, in the next page, there is a section where you have to provide the username and password for the job manager. The same thing with the WSAdmin scripting tool. So when you bring up WSAdmin scripting tool from the administrative agent, you are passing admin agent username and password. And when running the admin task dot register with the job manager command, here we are passing the job manager user ID and the password, as well as we need to pass job manager administrative security port, which is the job manager console secure port. The default is 9943. We do have an interactive mode when using the WSAdmin scripting tool, so I would recommend when you try with admin task dot register with the job manager interactive mode, so it's going to walk you through with a list of parameters. So some of them are the default, like 9943 is the default, but if you are using like different port numbers, you can enter the right port values. So when you are not sure about the parameters that are need to be passed, so you can go with your option interactive mode. The same thing with unregistered with the job manager, as we are seeing in the screen with the registered with the job manager. Moving on to slide number 34. If both the job manager and the manager node have security enabled, then you will need to provide both sets of security credentials to submit a job to the application server in the managed node. Like I said in the previous slide, to access the job manager console, like the administrative console, you need to provide the job manager's username and password. So the user is logging into the job manager console with the username and password. And then to submit a job to the application server, you need to provide the application server's username and password. Moving on to slide number 35. As shown in the screen, if administrative security is enabled on the job manager, This is where we are entering the user ID and password for the job manager administrative console. Slide number 36. Once you log into the job manager administrative console, then you can submit the job to the managed application server. So you can click on jobs and then you can click on submit tab. And then moving on to slide number 37, here this screen where we are performing, we are selecting a job type, for example distribute file. Of course there are several different types of flexible management jobs that you can select, but for this example I have selected this job type is distribute file. And moving on to page number 38, slide number 38, here this is where once you select the job type, here you can select node name, either you can click on find button to select or to find out the list of nodes, and then you can select particular node. And then at the bottom of the screen, so there is a section to provide username and password for that application server node. So if you are performing, let's say you are trying to distribute a file from job manager to one of the application server node, or you are trying to distribute the file to a node which is part of deployment manager, so you will have to provide the username and password for that application server node where you want to distribute the file. Alright, so moving on to slide number 39. So far in this today's presentation, you have seen overview of flexible management model introduced in the WebSphere application server V7. You have seen some of the problems and the limitations associated with the network deployment model and how flexible management overcomes some of those issues. You have been introduced to the main components of flexible management, administrative agent, and the job managers, and also we have seen some of their functions in the flexible management environment. And also we have seen some of the sequence of steps involved, followed by a more detailed discussion of creating the needed profiles and storing the required servers for this flexible management environment setup. So we also have seen submitting a scripting job from the job manager to a managed node. You saw that this actually involved two high-level steps, distributing the file and then causing the managed node to run that script. So you had a very brief introduction to the administrative console of the job manager and saw that, you know, the same results can be affected using the WSAdmin running on the job manager. We also talked about security in a flexible management environment where, you know, how to enable, not of course, you know, when you have the security enabled, how to access the administrative, the resources for application server as well as administrative agent and the job manager. Access to a secure server is allowed by passing the username and password. However, unlike the network deployment environments where a single username and password will allow access to all servers, in a flexible management environment, each server have its own username and password, whereas in a network deployment environment, like I said just now, is basically in a network deployment environment, you have admin console on it, running on a DMZR, so you are entering a username and password, logging into the console, so the same username and password will be used across all the servers in the network deployment manager topology. One thing we really need to keep in mind that this flexible management is an alternative to the network deployment manager topology. This is not a replacement. So this is available with V7 we can use on top of existing network deployment manager topology. And another good thing with administrative agent is that in starting from V6.1 or starting from V6.02 onwards, when you have multiple base profiles on the same machine, each profile has its own admin console. So which means when you have a user and when you have multiple profiles on the same machine, when you want to access them, so you have to bring up administrative console for each profile and do the administration work. Whereas using administrative agent, you have the single interface from where you can log into any profile and you can do the administration work for any server in the any profile on the machine. Again, another point we need to keep in mind that you can have only one administrative agent per machine, but which can manage all the profiles on that machine. If you have like several profiles created on one machine, so you can create administrative agent on that machine and you can register all your base server profiles with the administrative agent. With that, I'm concluding my presentation today and I'm turning control back to Joseph Lam.
Thank you, Vikram, for a great presentation. At this time, Sherry, we would like to open the line for questions.
Chandra, your line is open.
I have a question regarding if I want to run a job manager on a separate box, how will the licensing of the WebScale product work with that? Like, what kind of license I have to buy for that box?
When you want to get the job manager in a different machine,
yeah.
Pretty much you will just need the ND license, because when you get the ND, you will be able to create either job manager profile or administrative agent profile or the deployment manager profile.
Right. And just one more thing is, if I have a single job manager, that could be a single point of failure if I'm managing a large network. Can I somehow cluster or replicate the job manager as well?
There is no such thing for the high available thing for job manager. But, you know, even in the current environment up until 6.1, even 7.0, we don't have the high availability for deployment manager. But there are some ways you can configure either a deployment manager or job manager in such a way when existing one goes down, you can bring up the backup one automatically up. Maybe you can use some kind of hardware, high availability, the stuff which I'm not sure about that, but when it comes to the WebSphere point of view, we don't have any way of doing that. But I do see some customers, they do follow some kind of hardware, the solutions, you know, where, you know, one of the machine goes down, that will bring up another machine, which means you have one job manager now, and you can set up in the same copy of, same replica of job manager in a different machine. If this machine goes down, you can bring up other machine automatically, maybe using some hardware solution. But as such, we don't have any kind of the failover for the job manager.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At this time, we have no further questions.
Thank you, Sherry. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.